Bill Morehouse, how are you?
Good morning. Good to see you, Mark.
It's perfect golf weather. It's getting there.
Oh,
isn't
you
it?
Know, it's the Masters weekend. It doesn't get any better.
I know.
Than this.
I like
spring
the,
is here and get over to the Parkway, the driving range, hit some balls.
Yeah, I'm excited to get to the drive. You don't have to drive to Marcy, to Westmoreland, to Kirkland anymore for a driving range. It's right here in the city.
You know, I'm a golf junkie, so I even watched the par three tournament yesterday, and Luke Donald won that. But that's always fun to watch. But hey, we got Phil the Thrill. You got Tiger trying to come back. You got all these new young guys and Europeans on the tour. I mean, the Masters, it kicks off the golf season. It kicks off spring. It's an exciting time
yeah.
if you're a golf fan.
What's your handicap?
You know, at Newport, I'm probably a 10, and anywhere else, I'm a 12 to
yeah.
16. So, you know, I'm going to get better this year, though. This
That's is what my, I say every year,
every
too.
Year I say I'm going to take a lesson and start hitting balls, and I play on the course. That's
yeah,
it. And,
that's it.
And it's hard to get better when you're just out on the course.
Yeah.
You can't hit 27 irons on the course.
No.
You hit one every other hole.
My best outing is always my first two, and then after that, it's terrible.
Isn't that the truth? Because
Man.
You don't have bad habits.
Yeah.
You've been watching golf, so you got,
mm-hmm.
You got a nice follow-through, and... No, but this is the year. I've got new clubs coming, and this is the year that my golf game improves. But maybe not, depending on how busy I am.
Yeah, well, it seems like you're going to be very busy. We all just heard the announcement yesterday from the mayor that he's not going to be seeking re-election, and he was just in here for his first interview, post-election announcement.
You know,
I got to ask you now, Bill. This has to, the mayor's race has to look very appealing for you now.
Well... You know, obviously, we want to put up a good a Democrat against whoever the Republicans put up to give the people a good choice,
right.
and that's the key. And the beauty of this time of season is the people decide, not the politicians,
mm-hmm.
the people decide. So you want choices out there. You know, but I did sit in my car and listen to the mayor, and he almost talked me out of out of the job because, you know, I've got a daughter who's a junior in
yeah.
high school, and my son is first year at St. Bonaventure's. And,
the Bonnies.
You know, and I've seen... You know, I worked side by side with Dave. We got into this together. We sat down before the race. He asked me to run for president of Common Council with him, and I chose to do that, and we were successful. You know, I like you said, I've never seen him feel better and look like
yeah.
he has a load off his shoulders. You know, one of Dave's faults, and it's not a fault, he's a little too sensitive. He takes things a little too personally, and I think that wore on him some. And, you know, if you're going to get into this game, unfortunately, people are going to call you a 3-watt bulb,
mm-hmm.
and you got to be able to digest that and move on. And, you know, I'm good about that. You can attack me all you want. When you start attacking family and stuff, that's a different game.
Yeah.
But if people want to attack me during this process, if I choose to run, you know, good for you, you know. I
yeah.
mean, that's their right. It's,
you know, I almost wore that same shirt today. I had the exact same color shirt, and I was like, nah, maybe I'll go with this. Nah, maybe I'll go with that. And then my fiance's like, nah, wear that white shirt with that tie. It's like, okay.
I was going to wear sweats because it's radio. You
know? I know, right? That's why I said, I'm like, well, nobody really knows what I'm wearing on the air. But then it's like, no, maybe you should put your tie back on. And I said, fine. You got to look good doing the news, I guess. So.
But, you know, I heard Chris Salatino call in, president
yeah.
of the school board. And to hear how, you know, how he feels about Dave and you know, everybody makes mistakes. If you're going to take a job like this in 4 years, you're going to make some mistakes. Unfortunately, some of the so-called mistakes that Dave made were played up big in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that weighed on him. But, you know, I truthfully believe Dave is not going to be a lame duck mayor. He's going to be here for 9 months. And whether it's Republican, Democrat, Independent, or Conservative, he's going to transition the city. And I'll tell you, he's done some great things to start the process, and we just need to take off on that and move forward. You know, we're a small municipality,
yep.
And we need to move forward, you know, based on that, keep the taxes down on the people, do the things we need to do right, public safety, taking care of the streets and the plowing and whatnot, and move forward.
The Republican Committee for the City of Utica has endorsed their candidate last night. It was Robert Cardillo. Who got the nod, and he was going against Mike Seminaro for the endorsement. And there's still going to be a primary. I can guarantee everybody out there, but I've been wrong this whole season because first it was going to be Raffaro versus Julian in the assembly. Then it was, you know, Raffaro against Seminaro in the for the mayor's race. And then the mayor did a complete 180 and said he's not running for re-election. Cardillo got endorsed, and Seminaro's not going to go away, so you know there's going to be a primary there. That is that's already locked in stone. Now, the Democratic side, it seems to be Palmieri will be running, Rob Palmieri.
That's my understanding, yep.
Bill Morehouse is looking like he's going to be running.
I would say at this point that's a pretty good bet.
And how do you feel your chances are against the candidates that have already come out with their announcements?
Well, I don't think you ever go into a political race without thinking you can win. And, you know, that's the first thing. In it to win it, as mm-hmm. they say. Absolutely, that's the key the key to any political race is to win.
Yeah.
And so my idea would be to become the next mayor. The people will decide that. You know, I was reading the article today on Mr. Cardillo, and he ran for mayor in 1981. And I recall that because I was about to turn 21. Mm. My birthday's in November. So, you know, and 21 at that time, although we were already drinking at that age, it was still a big time. But that's quite a time ago. So very interesting to see his name resurface. And, of course, I've worked side by side with Mike Sermonero, right. So I know him well. Rob Palmieri, I don't know quite as well, but obviously I saw him quite a bit in the city business. And you know, I really don't have a problem with primaries. I mean, you never want a primary,
right?
Because it takes money.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
that's a problem. And sometimes you can lose some of your support because, hey, you know, my guy didn't win the primary. Well, the heck with it. I'm going with the other guy. So you never want that, but it's part of the process. And if that's the way it is, then that's the way it is. But, you know, if I decide to run and there's no announcement yet, but I'm running for mayor, Mark. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean.
So that's pretty much the unofficial, informal announcement.
That's the off the record. We don't. Nobody will hear this.
Nobody listens to this show anyway. Don't worry, you're all right.
But I think you can pretty much count on that. And I'm sure I'll meet with Rob at some point and we'll discuss where we're going. Because if you do have a primary, you want to make sure that it's done in a respectful manner.
Yeah.
And that at the end of the day, whoever wins the primary, the other person can support them. Because the last thing we need to do is split the parties up at this point. And then the people decide. And that's the beauty of elections.
Yeah, a lot of people are worried about, and I know this for a fact, that a lot of the people that are already running are worried about a primary. And because primaries are tough. I mean, look at the last presidential election. And those primaries, they beat each other up. And it's like you're almost doing the other team's job.
Yeah, and there's no question about it. And, you know, Obama survived. And, you know, and Hillary may turn around and run against him again, which is a very tough thing. I think Kennedy tried to do it against Carter back in the day, and it didn't work out so good. But then it didn't work out for Carter in the election. So it's usually not a good thing. You'd rather come together and get one candidate out there and focus all your energies on that. And that's the thing. You need the people out there, not so much for their money, Mark. You need the people for their support and their legwork and just their enthusiasm. So when you know, that they're enthused, you know, and that's what I want to make sure. You know, I said I'm running for mayor, but I want to make sure that I have the support of the people, not just the Democrats, the independents, the conservatives, and the Republicans. You want support out there. And if you feel you have that, and if you feel you're in a position to help the city out, which I do feel I am. I spent 4 years in county and public service and now 4 years with the city of Utica. I think I'm fully prepared to take over the helm, and I look forward to that.
What big – I was really distracted last night at the Common Council meeting, but it was a pretty tame meeting. Not a lot seemed to get done except for the labor negotiation legislation that you guys kind of voted down.
Yeah,
because the vote got kind of confusing at the end.
Is it? Are we voting yes? Or no? Or which?
Now,
sometimes you get a little confused on are we voting this up or down. But you know, I sat as a county legislator, and the county does vote on these contracts.
Yeah.
You know, as you saw with the school contract just recently, where the board voted it down.
Yeah.
The raises that they were attempting to give out. So I understand both sides of that. I really do. I've sat in on union negotiations. So I understand that that's a very difficult situation, and people have to come together, and you hate to come together and get an agreement, and then it has to go before a whole bunch of new people who really weren't involved in the negotiations, and now they decide. And, you know, is it an executive? Is it a legislator's job? I kind of feel that with the it was a very close vote, as you said, 5-4. And both sides had very good points, mm-hmm. you know. Frank Vassera had a very good point. Lori Arcuri had a very good point. I think sometimes because of the way that Frank is perceived sometimes of his somewhat of an obstructionist mm-hmm. and somewhat of a, you know, just wants to stir the drink, I think sometimes even when he comes up with great points, they sometimes get shuffled under just because, you know, sometimes he's a little out there on some things. But I thought there was great points on both sides, and I could understand both the points of the issue. And, you know, they decided 5-4 to keep it as myself. I sit on the ENA. You have a council representative. You have a separately elected controller. And then the mayor has his spot and another spot. So you still really have 60% that's not tied to anybody of that. So, you know, I think it's fair the way it's going. You know, the question is, where are we going with these union contracts and these pensions? And, you know, that's another story.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. And I was going to, and, you know, and a couple other pieces came through, and it was about the health insurance and the benefits for the council members. And there's two radically different proposals that I saw from Jim Zecca and Rocco Gerussi and from Frank Fisera and Jerry Krause. And I was planning on getting into that. I want to have everybody in here kind of for a roundtable discussion about it so everybody could give their views at once. But then this hit, and I was like, "Well, hold the phone. We gotta deal with this." So we're gonna be tackling that next week, and I think it's going to be a very interesting debate / conversation.
Yes, and I'd be happy to discuss that because I have many opinions on that also.
So. I know you do. Do you like people calling you Wild Bill Morehouse?
I think that's
the coolest nickname ever.
Mike Seminero, I think, that's his catchphrase, and you know what, I still get called Billy by everybody in the neighborhood, and I'm 50 years old, you know, and I go by Willie with my friends, and you know, Mark, I have no problem.
I think Wild Bill is the coolest nickname ever.
Well, I'll tell you, maybe that's good that I have a cool nickname now, because in high school, I would go to gym class and I sweat like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, when I play volleyball or something, so they called me Grime in high school.
Grime?
Yeah. So And then my girlfriend was Lady Grime.
Lady
Grime. Just Grimina, they'd call her.
It's better than Peanut.
So now it's a better, I got a better nickname.
My nickname growing up, my sisters always called me Peanut. And because apparently I was a small baby, so they always called me Peanut. And then it sticks and sticks. And then I was at work one day, one of my sisters came in and she goes, "Oh, hey, Peanut." So bam, it was at work. I was Peanut, I was Kramer, I was everything. But I want to be Wild Bill.
Hey, nicknames are okay.
Nicknames are great, especially Wild Bill. It means, you know, you're not afraid to get in there and mix it up.
No, and that's a fact, Mark.
And that is a fact.
The one thing you'll get from me is I'm a straight shooter. I'm going to be honest with you, whether you agree with me or not. I am going
to
be honest.
And that's why I can't wait for this election to kick off with everybody that's going on, that's talking about it. I talked to a guy yesterday at the meeting who was there. He was a private citizen. And he says, "Well, now that Dave Raffaro's out, I don't know if I should run for mayor." I said, "What do you mean? You're running for mayor?" And he goes, "Yeah, I was just going to run on an anti-roundabout platform." And I was like, "Wow, good luck with that." But that's the beauty of government. Anybody could run, and you could get your names out there, but you got to follow all the rules, and that's what this guy was doing. He's like, "Wow, I'm trying to go through these, you know, the election manual, and it's tough, but it's worth it in the long run.
The signatures are the toughest thing, and that's where you really need support. You know, mayor needs 650 signatures. You should get 1,000 or 1,200 to make sure that your signatures are good. And you know, in this day and age, people are more hesitant to sign than they used to
Absolutely.
Be, you know? People don't necessarily like to sign something. They're like, no, I think I'll pass on that. And so it can be very difficult. So you really do need your people out there to get the signatures. And like when I go out and get signatures myself, Mark, people want to talk.
Sure. You know,
averaging, as president of common council, when I got signatures, I was averaging maybe 5 an hour.
Wow.
So can imagine getting 1,000 signatures at 5 an hour.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's
tough.
A long days. You know, a lot of people want to have you in, have a cup of coffee.
Right. By the time you're all jacked up and jittery, right. You're like, no more coffee,
so
please.
It's tough, you know, and I think those are, you know, the signature thing. I think at some point New York State needs to look at that and really look at maybe revising that. I don't have the answer right now, but I know in California you just pay an amount of money and your name's on the ballot. Well, then they end up with 160 people running for governor, you know, and it gets goofy.
And then it gets a little circusy.
Yeah, so maybe the signatures are good, but I think it needs to be revised somewhat.
Excellent. Common Council President Bill Morehouse, and soon, maybe, you never know, we might be saying Mayor Morehouse. That's got a nice ring to it, though, doesn't it?
That sounds good to me, and I hope it sounds good to the people. You know, I'm a lifelong Utica resident. I moved back here to raise my family, have a successful insurance business, and now have done public service, which I never planned on doing for 8 years. And now's the time for me. I'm 50 years old, Mark. The opportunity came up to run for mayor now that Dave has stepped aside. And so now is the time for me. And the people will decide. And if the people want me to be their mayor, I look forward to that. And I'll be a full-time mayor. There's no problem with I'm not afraid of hard work and no problem putting the hours in. And if the people choose to go in another direction, I respect that. And we'll move on. I'm not going anywhere. Upstate New York is my home, and I love it here.